Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning and welcome to Exceptional Women. I am Kendra Petroni and today we're talking with Emma Hernan. She's a professional model and angel investor. Born and raised in Boston, she is the founder of Emma Lee and Company Brands, based right here on the South Shore of Boston. She recently partnered with Beyond Meat for her food product line of empanadas, and she's going to be selling her products on QVC this December. We're so excited to have her on the show today. Hi, Emma. Good morning and welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to have you on. I have so many questions for you. But first, we got to start at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your childhood, and how your family got started in the food industry.
Okay, so I was born and raised in Scituate, Massachusetts, a cute little beach town. And my grandfather started Yankee Trader Seafood, which he started out of his kitchen making homemade crab cakes, and all of the local restaurants and supermarkets, everyone wanted to have them at their stores. So it started to pick up a little bit, and then he rented a space to start manufacturing a few little ones. He hired one employee, and then eventually when he passed away, my mom and my aunt took it over, and they grew it to where it is today. And we're all nationally in stores all over the United States, a bunch of different items, from crab cakes to crab rangoons to spring rolls. And I grew up, you know, right in the supermarkets doing demos with them, and I helped grow the company to where it is today, which is obviously very exciting, and it's nice to be part of that. So I grew up in the food industry and then eventually wanted to start my own company.
So I was going to ask you that, because you modeled, you've been a model since you were young, you know, 14 years old. At what point did you realize that you wanted to go into that and that you wanted to follow in the family business and start creating food?
So for me, I was always involved in the food industry, but modeling was a hobby of mine, and it was also a fun thing to do and travel around. I modeled in Paris and all over the world. So for me, it was always a fun, exciting thing to do, but my real passion was cooking and business. So I knew that eventually I was going to change over and focus more on food and cooking. But all of my modeling and everything that I did throughout the years played such a role with how I was able to transition from modeling into the food industry with all of my connections and the people that I've met throughout the years.
I love that you say that you enjoyed it, because, you know, every family has something, right? Like my family, everybody's a teacher, and I obviously did not become a teacher, and my parents were like, why didn't you kind of follow us in the sort of the family business? Because I don't have any patience or the brain skill to do that. So I love that you actually enjoy doing what the family business was doing, and you love cooking, you love being in the kitchen and creating, you know, these delicious masterpieces every day.
Oh my God, I love it so much. It's so crazy. I almost every single night, especially when I'm home, because I'm back and forth between Boston and LA, but especially when I'm home and I'm cooking for the family, I absolutely love it. I cook almost every single night for everyone comes over. It's I love creating. It's therapeutic for me to create, and I feel like I have an artistic side from my father, so I'm always like drawing little things. I'll make heart-shaped items, which is like really fun for me. But I love it so much. It's so crazy how much I actually enjoy it. And some people think it's like the worst thing in the entire world, which is hilarious to me.
I know. Well, see, I'm very culinary challenged, so I would be one of those people that would not do well. But I want to know about your food product line. It's called Emma Lee and Company Brands. What are the kinds of dishes that you're offering, and what makes them stand out from all the other products out there?
So I created my own line, and I want it to be comfort food, but with a healthy twist. So I'm using, you know, progressive ingredients from plant-based. I partnered with Beyond Meat, which I love their product, and doing a lot of different items. So like gluten-free items, keto, because nowadays, as you know, with everything going on, you know, in the world and mm-hmm. a lot of health restrictions people are facing, and you know, dietary restrictions are such a huge thing right now. So if I can make somebody's life a little bit easier, or make eating a new item that they typically wouldn't be able to get because before it had gluten in it, now it doesn't, it's something that makes me really happy. So for instance, I have a keto crab cake, which normally crab cakes are made with breadcrumbs. So a lot of people with a gluten allergy can't have that. So I created it with a cauliflower. And so now they can enjoy your comfort food, crab cake, and that makes me happy. So that's my goal when it comes to my line.
And, you know, one of the things I love about your food line is that you have the nutrition facts listed on your website. And I wanted to ask you about that. And, you know, what would you say, because I know a lot of our listeners that are listening right now, everybody goes through this same line of confusion. And I wanted to know what you thought about the most misleading thing about the food that we eat, you know, when it comes to healthy ingredients. You know, what should we be looking for? What is the most misleading thing about the common food that most of us are eating?
I think that people don't realize the amount of sugar that's in a lot of items. And so I think that's one thing, one little bit of advice that I could give, just for people to be a little bit more conscious when they're looking at whatever food they're going to pick up at the store, or, you know, the amount of sugar plays a really big role in, you know, how you act throughout the day and how you're feeling, and people don't realize that. So I would say, you know, be very health conscious about sugar going into your items. And obviously anytime you can eat plant-based is always a bonus, because, you know, plant-based is easy. It's easier for your body to digest. So anytime you could, you know, throw something in that's plant-based as opposed to a heavier meat, it's always very good for you.
Well, I was going to go right into that. You mentioned your partnership with Beyond Meat and a plant-based product, of course, healthy, awesome. I love it. I love everything plant-based. Tell us about how that partnership happened.
So I have been following plant-based from the very beginning. You know, there's obviously a bunch of different brands out there. And so I was always experimenting, making taco night, and I would always ask people, I actually sometimes would do taco night and I wouldn't tell people that it wasn't meat, because I wanted to see their feedback. And a lot of times with the different plant-based, people were like, ooh, this is it's a little chewy. And with Beyond, it was the best tasting, the best ingredients. And so I reached out to them and they were super excited to work with me, because I'm a woman-owned company, you know, a young entrepreneur. And so our partnership couldn't have worked out any more perfect, and their product is absolutely incredible. So for me, it was the absolute perfect fit.
Why do you think plant-based products are becoming such a trend and so popular? What do you think it is?
I think it's because obviously we're now living in a world where, you know, being healthy and fit is obviously very important, and that's what a lot of people focus on when they think plant-based. But you have to think about internally. Plant-based, you know, has so many amazing things for your body. Like, it lowers inflammation, and obviously everything going on right now in the world, you know, global warming, it's to cut our carbon footprint is so important. So to eat plant-based, there's just so many benefits.
And I also see that your food line is going to be, or it is connected with our friends at Davio's Restaurants, and we love Davio so much. Are your dishes being offered in-house at the Davio's locations, or tell us about that?
So we the manufacturing facility, I actually bought my own manufacturing facility, which is very exciting. It's a large facility, which I'll be producing all of my items in. And we manufacture Davio's items as well. So probably, little sneak peek, but yes, we probably might have a little Emily & Co. feature on the Davio's menu at some point, maybe.
Oh, that'd be great, yes.
But we manufacture Davio's items, and we've been working with them. They're my favorite restaurant in Boston, of course. Not that I'm biased or anything.
That's okay. We feel the same way. Feeling's mutual.
Oh, good. Okay. So yes, we'll probably do some type of partnership, and they love the product. I mean, the empanadas, which you'll try, they're absolutely, you do not even know that they are plant-based. They taste just like meat. A little taco seasoning, and they're delicious. So that might be a little feature coming soon to Boston.
And you know what's so funny? You mentioned that people probably don't even realize that it's good for them and that it's healthy for them. And I have this conversation with my parents all the time when it comes to bacon or hamburgers. And I try to tell my mom, just buy it. Just buy plant-based. He'll never even know. My dad will never know. Just cook it for him. And I guarantee you'll enjoy it. And like you mentioned, your insides will feel better. Because I eat everything plant-based. And I know that there is a huge difference inside. Like, you're so spot on with that.
Oh, my God. Do you know that I've actually cooked up a burger for my dad, and I used the Beyond meat. And yeah. I didn't tell him that it was Beyond. And I was watching him the whole time eat it. And then afterwards, I was like, how was the burger? He was like, this is amazing. It's one of the best burgers I've had.
Exactly.
He had no idea.
It really is a good way to just be healthy. And look, I mean, we want to live as long as we can, right? That's the whole point of this.
Exactly.
I saw that one of your featured dishes on the website, it was the spring roll. It says CBD infused. And I'm very curious about that. How does that work for it to be CBD infused?
Yes. So right now we are working on infusing CBD into different items. The spring roll would be number one. Also working on the crab cake as well. I invested in a CBD company called Green Gorilla out in Los Angeles, the best CBD that you can get, and it's certified organic. Having the best ingredients is very important to me. So anything that I put into my product or attach my name with, I want to make sure it's the top ingredients. So when I partnered with Green Gorilla, I thought it would be a perfect fit to have some type of CBD food product line because it's not really out there yet. And CBD is so beneficial for the body as well. Again, anti-inflammatory, just so many amazing benefits that people don't really understand. And, you know, I was learning about it years ago before CBD was even a thing. And now I think it would be very important to, you know, put it into food and have a frozen food line because nobody has that yet. I'm all about, you know, coming up with a progressive line that isn't out there yet and doing something different.
Well, if you're just waking up and tuning in, you're listening to Exceptional Women on Magic 106.7. And we've been talking with Emma Hernan. She's the founder of the food product line called Emma Lee & Company Brands. She recently partnered with Beyond Meat and will be selling her products on QVC this month. Her grandfather, Jerry McAdams, founded Yankee Trader Seafood in 1994 right here in Massachusetts. And today it's a third generation family-owned business that Emma is hoping to continue in her own right. Let's get back to our conversation. I want to know, when you create your meals, I know you mentioned that you've been able to travel, being a model. Do you remember recipes, or do you just remember the taste of the food that you're eating and you just create it yourself? How do you do that? That always amazes me.
So for me, the biggest thing for me is creating recipes on my own. So every recipe, every meal that I make, I actually don't follow anything online because I'm so creative that if I taste something at a restaurant or when I'm out traveling, wherever it is, I know that I like it and I know it's something that I want to recreate. But coming up with the ingredients myself and the spices and every little detail that goes into it is part of my process of creating, you know, my item and making it mine. So all of my recipes, everything, even when I'm cooking dinner for my family, everything is from scratch. Everything is homemade. And that's something that, you know, is special to me.
That's impressive in it of itself to me, because I can't remember everything. I have to write everything down. I am so non-creative in the kitchen, and I'm always impressed that you can do that. You know, as a business owner and somebody whose family has been in the food industry for as long as you have, how has the pandemic affected your business? And, you know, we've been talking to business owners for months now about how they've pivoted and just sort of adapted to this crazy restriction and all the safety protocols. How have you done that? And what have you learned from this just crazy, crazy time?
No, obviously it's crazy times right now. Unfortunately, you know, you see a lot of these small businesses closing down, which is heartbreaking. For the industry that I'm in, it's obviously the food industry, which is the frozen food industry, which happened to pick up during the pandemic, which we are so grateful for. But a lot of the restaurants that we work with, because we have food service as well, so a lot of our items that we manufacture will go into, you know, different local restaurants. So for us, it was really sad to see those restaurants slowing down and closing down. So we did lose some business when it came to the food service end. But of course, we picked up, and we're so grateful for that opportunity when it came to the frozen foods, because, as you know, we had to go to the grocery store because restaurants weren't open for a while, and more people are cooking at home, which is a good thing for the industry that I'm in. But it's obviously crazy times, and unfortunately, to see the local businesses and restaurants and stuff like that suffer, it's always disheartening. So we try to help as much as we can.
And I will say, it's not always a success to pivot and change and go into something different. And you've managed to do that. And, you know, good for you. It's that's not easy to do either. You know, I want to talk about your upcoming appearance on QVC. That's pretty cool. It's coming up in December. When is it and what can we expect to see?
Yes, so I'm super excited to be on QVC. It's something that I've always dreamed about doing. So to go on will be a very amazing opportunity. And I will be selling my keto crab cakes and then my crab and lobster souffles, which I came up with that are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. So that will be on the very beginning of December. And you can order it, as you know, right off QVC. And that will be an amazing opportunity for me to go on there. It's something that I've always dreamed about. You know, you have your goals as a little girl, and when you grow up and accomplish them, it's obviously so meaningful.
Oh my God, I bet. QVC, that's the coolest thing to me. Like, I've always wondered, how do you get to that point? And that is such an incredible accomplishment for you. I mean, that's awesome. And you mentioned that people can buy the food, you know, when you're on QVC, they'll be able to get it there. But I also want to mention your website. It's emmaleigh.com. So it's Emma, and then it's L-E-I-G-H-C-O.com. And we'll put a link directly to your site on our site after this interview airs so that people can get your food directly right from our website, one click away. And they can just order it there. And will it gets delivered to them? Or how does that usually work?
Yep, they can order it right on the website. It's super easy. You click and you pick the items that you want, and then it will come, you know, the next day to your house. We have next day shipment today, and it will come right in a little cooler, all ready to go, all ready to eat, which is obviously really cool.
This is awesome. We've talked to a lot of women on this program, and I always love asking this question because it makes me feel better as a woman and somebody that, you know, I've always wanted to be able to start my own business or to start something, but there are so many women that feel overwhelmed. They feel like it's impossible. I can't do it. What advice would you have for women and really anybody listening right now that wants to start their own business, but maybe they're thinking, I don't know, is it possible?
I think the best piece of advice that I could give is, you know, every day is a new day to accomplish your dreams and your goals, and whatever that may be, whatever your dreams are, whatever your goals are, is to never give up. Because, you know, a lot of times when people are, you know, trying to accomplish something, there are failures, and people tend to give up because it is disheartening. But to not give up and to focus, and it's a new day, it's a new chance, you know what I mean? I think that's what people need to realize. And it is hard as a woman in business because, you know, it is a male-dominated space. So for me, every little thing that happened throughout my life to where I am today made me the person that I am today. And and I wouldn't be anywhere without my parents. And you know, having people support you and there for you makes all the difference in the world. But to not give up, I think, is the best piece of advice that I can give. Simple, easy, and you know, try to accomplish your goals, whatever it may be.
And that leads into my last question for you, which was, who is the one person in your life, or if maybe there's more than one, that's been the inspiration for you every day to be positive? Because you sound so positive, and that is also important for our listeners to hear. Somebody with a positive attitude, especially in this time, you know, who inspires you every day to get up and go after your dreams and your goals?
Oh, that's an easy one. I think both of my parents equally. I am, once you meet me, you would realize I'm a perfect 50-50 mix of both of my parents, and I wouldn't be anywhere without them. And, you know, having them support me throughout all of my, you know, the different things that I did throughout my life, whether it be modeling, cooking, no matter what it was, they would support me. I joke with my mom, you know, sometimes I'll be like singing in the car, and she's like, oh my goodness, you should be a singer, no matter what it is. My parents just, you know, they love unconditionally, and that made me who I am today. I have all the confidence in the world, and I walk into meetings, you know, with the head CEOs of all these different crazy companies, Pepsi, Cola, Polar, and, you know, I have that confidence because my parents instilled it in me, and they were just so loving, which was obviously the most important, but they also, you know, they made me feel like I could do whatever I want, female or not, you know? And mm-hmm. So I walk into these spaces, and whether it's an investment meeting that I'm looking at a deck to invest in, you know, a huge company, or, you know, I'm going in representing my company, I have the confidence because my parents instilled that in me and told me that I could do whatever I wanted. And that's what I want to do. I want to give that back to other women so that they can walk into a meeting and feel confident, and they don't have to feel less than because they're the only woman in the meeting.
That is such a great piece of advice. And I know I have to follow it myself, even when I try to say it to other women in my family. And it is such a great, great message for so many women out there. Emma, it has been so awesome to talk with you. Once this pandemic is over and we can be with people again and get together, when you're back in the Boston area, please, please come visit us here. I am so excited to try your food product line. And for those that are listening again, you can go right to Emma's website. We're going to put a link up as well. It's emmaleeco.com. We'll link you up. Good luck on QVC. We're going to be watching. We're rooting for you to be continued success. And thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you to Emma Hernan for being in the spotlight today on Exceptional Women. We talked to celebrities and CEOs, but we're also interested in talking with your neighbors, coworkers, and friends who are quietly making an impact in their communities. Go to magic1067.com and email us if you know someone you'd like to recommend to be featured on our program. And you can follow us on Instagram at Sue.Tab and at Kendra the Entertainer. We love hearing from you, and be sure to join us every Sunday morning for another edition of Exceptional Women. Have a great day, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.